This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. What should we do with our garbage? That was the fundamental question underlying a public forum in Santa Rosa yesterday, primarily to call attention to the issues surrounding the fate and future of the Sonoma County landfill west of Cotati. For more than 3 years, Sonoma County has not been able to use the main dump after state water officials found it was leaking into the surrounding water table. Now, the county is negotiating with a private operator to take over the facility. Phil Demery, the county's director of public works, says that's because it's just not feasible for the county to reopen it.
Consultants have advised us it would cost $70 million for us to resume a landfill disposal at the central landfill. $70 million we don't have as a county, nor do the cities, nor does the state.
North Coast Assemblyman Wes Chesbro, a featured speaker at the forum, observed that conflicts and inconsistencies among state and regional regulators have compounded the difficulties in operating landfill sites.
We have Cal-EPA, and its responsibility is to be the umbrella. But we also have regional regulatory agencies, many of which go their own directions. The Bay Area Water Quality Control Board allows the landfill in Marin, right down on the edge of the bay, to continue to function, and yet the North Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board has closed virtually all the landfills. Getting consistency, getting coordination between the agencies is a real challenge.
Currently, Sonoma County's 1,000 tons of garbage per day is trucked off to landfills in distant counties, which is both expensive and generates an enormous amount of environmentally destructive greenhouse gases. Meanwhile, local cities are pushing hard for increased recycling and other measures to reduce the amount of trash that needs hauling. Mike Anderson, a longtime recycling advocate who's part of the state-required local task force that advises the county on garbage-related issues, is concerned that reopening the local dump will run counter to existing waste reduction efforts.
The local task force concerns are that we do not import any waste into this county, and that's going to be hard to do when you get a large major national garbage company that looks at the landfill as a source of making money and are going to want to import, because we in Sonoma County are going to move towards zero waste and diversion of that material that they want in that landfill.
Alan Strahan, who's part of a push for a big new centralized recycling plant known as a materials recovery facility, contends that that represents a clear-cut either-or choice.
If we were to sell a landfill to a private company that pays a lot of money for it, they're going to have paid that money for the right to bury a lot of our garbage. If, on the other hand, we commit to a materials recovery facility, state-of-the-art recycling, that proposal is presently in front of the county, proposed by North Bay Corporation, which is the garbage hauler for most of the cities in the county, nearly all of them. That's a commitment to a future of recycling. That's the bottom line. Do we recycle or do we bury?
A proposed deal to sell off the 400-acre dump site is expected to reach county supervisors in June. Plans for the new recycling center will likely take longer to reach the same level of consideration. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.